What's up, everybody? Welcome to the sixth episode of the show. Thank you so much for listening and streaming this episode and past episode as well. We have a great episode lined up for you. You know, for all those people that are in a long standing relationship. Maybe you have some questions, and maybe we can have we can find our answers or share our insights about it. So yeah, the reason why I'm saying we is because we actually have a guest for today. So we'll introduce her in a little bit, and we have a new segment, lined up for you, which we are going to call Overrated, Underrated, or Sucks Lang. So be sure to wait for that segment. So yeah, again, we have a great episode lined up for you. It'll be funny if you stick around, okay? That's all after this break. Right, so like what I mentioned at the start, we have a guest for today. She is a dietitian, a licensed dietitian, and she's a believer in conspiracy shit and Illuminati stuff. And she's also, my girlfriend for 4 years. So yeah, let's introduce Leah Ocampo. Welcome to the show.
Hi, it's my pleasure to be a guest here in Convos with Iko Chan. So I'm dying talaga na maging guest mo. Nauna pa si DZ.
Gusto ko yung medyo manipis yung boss. Hi, welcome. Alright, so thank you for being here. Let's get to the to the new segment that we're gonna call Overrated, Underrated, and Sucks Lang. So I thought of this like concept na we'll have like a list of people always every episode. And for example, let's name one person who's known, who's famous in their line of work. So it's not really related to just celebrities, music. Can be basketball players, can be, artists, who's ever famous in their line of work. So the first one that we have, for this episode, since it's the introduction of this, so we're going to have three people here. So the first one on the list here is Justin Bieber. What do you think, Lay?
For me, I think overrated.
Mm.
Siguro kasi yung fame niya. Mm-hmm. Kumbaga, he has a pretty decent voice, mm-hmm. but sakto lang. Hindi siya ganun kaganda. Maganda yung music niya para sa akin. Mm-hmm. Pop and
yep.
R&B shit. So, para sa akin maganda yung music niya, it's just that yung voice niya, hindi masyadong sakto lang. Siguro may auto-tune mm-hmm. para isa.
Alright.
Just kidding.
At tingin ko kay Justin Bieber, I think sucks lang yung sagot ko. Sucks lang. Kasi at the start, medyo overrated siya. Lalo na yung nag-start siya. Kasi sobrang sikat niya eh. Minsan kasi pag sobrang sikat ka, para na ano mo na, ay, overrated to kasi medyo maano ka, alam mo yun, fight the system, mga ganong sistema. So, pero tingin ko, nung naglabas siya ng album na Purpose, and he became underrated because he went under scrutiny for a lot of things. So, that time, naging underrated siya. So, ngayon, tingin ko, sucks lang siya. I mean, sobrang, syempre Justin Bieber, famous talaga eh. Pero, for me, okay lang naman yung ginagawa niya music ngayon. I mean, nandun lang siya. Kumbaga, pag ikaw may narinig featuring Justin Bieber, papakinggan mo pa din naman eh. Yun yung para sa akin. So, hindi na siya nandun sa parang, oh, Justin Bieber, hindi na siya ganun. Parang ganun. Pag naglalabas siya ng sound ngayon, hindi na siya sobrang, oy! Diba? Parang ganun, hindi na siya ganun. So, I think, sucks lang siya. But that's just for me. Right, so since we talked about Bieber, no? Connections lang, no? Hailey Baldwin siya rin. Hindi si Hailey Baldwin to, guys. So, nilabas siya na siya yung magiging feature artist sa bagong track na Blackpink. And she, Selena Gomez. Lay, what do you think? What do you think of Selena?
For me, ano siya? Overrated. Mm. I'm not
overrated.
Hating naman. She looks pretty, but her voice is. She uses auto-tune. Kasi tsaka yung live niya, medyo hindi, sakto lang.
Medyo lagpak.
Pero, I think, yung mga kasabayan niya sa Disney, like, Demi Lovato, yes, she's more talented compared to Selena. Pero yung star power, kasi ni, Selena. Yun yung nagdala. Tsaka, mainit na mainit, no? Blackpink and Selena.
Mainit. Mainit pa sa pagod.
Siguro, I prefer siguro kung si Ariana yung kakolab nila instead of Selena. Yeah.
Alright. Actually, ako din, overrated din yung tingin ko ay Selena. Although, maganda yung music niya, no doubt about it. Yung iba talagang pinapain ko, yung iba jam ko rin talaga, yung Wolves niya, ni Marshmallow, no? Yung mga ganun. So, I love the songs. It's just, I think, Selena Gomez as an artist is really overrated because she can't sing ballads eh. Parang pag sinabi mong Selena, mostly pop songs na medyo dance, ganun siya. So upbeat, parang ganun. And not hating on her, no? Baka ganun lang talaga. Pero, yeah, pero gusto ko naman si Selena. Gusto ko Selena. Kunyari pag may nilalabas Selena tracks, okay ako. Pinapainga ko din, agad. So, pero ganun. Pero that's the reason why I think she's overrated. Because ako din eh. Kumbaga ako din, parang, oh nga, Selena yan. Parang ganun. Gusto ko rin. Pero at the end of the day, we have to think no, na yung market niya malakas talaga. Mm-hmm. And that's why she's there. And she's good naman. No doubt about it. So last, no, since we talked about the couple, ex-couple pala, ex-couple. So, medyo local muna tayo ngayon. Michael Pacquiao, no? Medyo trending siya ngayon. No? Michael Pacquiao, the son of boxing legend Manny. What do you think, Lay, of Michael?
Medyo mahirap to, ano?
Bababash ka ba?
baka madali ako ni, ano eh. Ni Pacquiao. Yung magaling siya. Parang, kung papakinggan mo, parang galing parang pinroduce hindi locally produce yung kanta niya. Para siyang Drake. Ganun yung
Drake talaga?
Medyo mga medyo anong Drake.
Siya, pero sige,
medyo anong Drake. Pero needs improvement pa rin. Pero para sa kanya, since he has the resources naman, why not? And kung may talent ka naman, di ba? Nakakaano lang kasi dinidish siya nung iba.
Yeah, there's a lot of haters.
Yeah, so para sa akin, sucks lang muna. Sucks medyo lang. Nandun ako sa underrated or sucks, pero sucks lang ako.
Okay, so hindi siya napunta sa overrated para sa'yo?
Hindi.
Okay. So, great stuff. Para sa akin, yeah, I think same lang din. Sucks lang din. And like you, I'm leaning towards underrated as well. Just because I think as an artist, he has the talent naman para maging, and syempre, umaba ka man ka ng Manny Pacquiao, di ba? Umaga lahat ng gusto mong artist or producers, pwede mo nang makuha eh. Maga, not bashing, yun na talaga eh, ganun talaga eh. He has the resources, some people don't. And we can't scrutinize the guy for having those things, di ba? Pinaghirapan ng tatay niya yun, so, And the kid has talent. You know, di ba natin maano pag talentado yung tao eh, di ba? So, I think sucks lang kasi parang dalawang tracks pa lang naririnig ko sa kanya, yung Hate and yung Pac-Man. So, yung Pac-Man medyo mas okay siya compared sa Hate.
Haven't heard about that.
Ayan. So, tingin ko, for me, no, yung maraming haters and yun yung isa sa mga bagay na ewan ko ba't hanggang ngayon. Ang dami pa rin eh. Ang dami pa rin nila eh. Ang dami pa rin haters sa mundo eh. Kumbaga, ba't natin kailangan ihatak pababa yung isang tao na, di ba? Kumbaga, nagsasucceed. We don't have to do that. So yeah, I think those are our choices for today. Let me know what you guys think. And maybe you know, fight with yourselves, no? Kung underrated, overrated, or sucks lang yung mga celebrities ito. And catch next week siguro ba meron kaming, ba magandong segment ulit ako, or let's go back to our usual eye catcher, no? So yeah, that's it for this segment. Let's get to the main topic. All right, so on to our main topic for today. So like what I mentioned, we're going to talk about love. L-O-V-E, love. Joke. So again, love, relationships. So yun yung papa, yun yung gagawin natin yung topic for today. You know, maybe you're in a long-standing relationship like we are, you know, 4 years na, and maybe you're thinking of taking it to the next level. So parang ganun, so nag-iisip kayo, medyo hindi nyo pa alam. Hindi nyo alam for yourselves, hindi alam sa partner nyo. So naisip namin parang mas okay na itanong to sa isa't isa. Yung mga tough questions na pwede natin, ano na, baka dati nahihiya tayong tanungin or nahihirapan tayong tanungin sa kanya. Parang ganun. So di natin malalaman kung compatible talaga kami. So medyo natatakot na nga ako eh.
Hindi tayo masasaksihan yun.
Babagaway kami during this pod. No? Pero yeah, so we actually searched, no, a few questions online, and we had some, you know, messages din na iba na nagtatanong kung paano ba yung ganito, ganyan, mga lapaga, no. So again, gusto na din sabihin, no, full disclaimer lang, no, relationships are not always perfect, no. We everybody has flaws in their relationship. There's always going to be problems, no. So yeah, let's get to the first question. So I'm gonna be asking first. So we have again 10 questions. I'm gonna be asking first, and yeah, let's go and get started. So my first question, Lay. First question: are my partner and I a good fit?
Yan. For me, of course, we're two different people. Na yung personality namin. Medyo magkaiba. Siya medyo, ano siya eh, bubbly.
Bubbly ba yan?
Yes.
Call me kalina.
Bubbly.
Sarat lang.
Ano siya, yung mabilis makibagay sa mga tao. Well, ako, medyo ano ako, introvert. Pero, na-work out naman yan eh. It's gonna go down to how you work things out. Medyo may effort lang, pero choice mo naman yan eh. Kung gusto mo mag-workout, eh di medyo may konting effort lang. Iyan lang yung, for me, yung tingin ko. Pero teka, parang hindi ko nasagot kung good fit ba. Siguro, oo. Oo, andito pa kami ngayon eh.
Para sa'yo. Joke lang. Okay, so yung answer ko dito, I think, kasi ngayon, hindi mo alam kung pag opposites do attract ba, or is it kailangan mo parehas ba yung ugali talaga? So hindi mo na alam eh. Hindi mo na alam sa you know, sa mga nangyayari ngayon kung ano pa ba yung mas tama. Pero for me personally, I think I think we're a good fit. I mean, yeah, we make it work. Although there are, you know, sometimes na medyo tingin natin na baka
nagka-clash.
Di ba, nagka-clash tayo. Pero minsan kasi yun yung nagpapa-strengthen. Tama ba?
Yeah.
Nagpapa-strengthen sa relationship, no? Kasi pag sobrang dami yun ang scars, minsan, wow!
Scars!
Beautiful. So, yeah. So, answer ko dito is yes. I think we're a good fit. And, yeah, yun lang. So, second question.
The second question will be, do we have a strong basis of friendship?
Uy, iba yan ah.
Lalim
ng mga lalim ng mga tanong ah. So for me, I think we do. Because before we even got together, we became, you know, magjowa. Yeah. I think we were good friends. I think, you know, ngayon na medyo, you know, may family na tayo. Minsan nawawala yung pagka-friendly-friendly natin sa isa't isa. Yung inauna natin yung work responsibilities and yung mga ganyang Bagay, ako inuuna ko yung video games. Charot. So, I think ganun. Pero I think yung basis natin, kung basis lang talaga, I think maganda naman yung ano natin as friends. You know, we sometimes drink na parang tayo lang, or we go to movies, kung may extra time tayo, we go on dates naman. So, I think nabibuild natin yung friendship natin sa ganung paraan. We make jokes then you know, with each other, na you know, parang inside jokes siya, na parang tayong dalawa lang may alam. So mga ganung bagay, I think it's a good reflection of how strong our friendship is.
Yeah, for me naman, nag-start kami as friends, then ngayon, though, syempre, mas priority na namin si Sia dahil may baby na kami. We make sure before mag-ECQ, we make sure na lumalabas kami, we go out, and may quality time pa rin.
Nagsasamgip
kami. Samgip kami, ganyan. Whenever we have the opportunity. But, yeah, I think yes for that question.
Oh, malabo tayo mag-no dito, no? Gaway pa tayo dito. So, next question ko. Do we want the same things in our relationship and out of life? Ayan na. Ito na to. Oh, medyo malalim na tayo.
Medyo papawisan na ako. Ayan. For me, siguro, no, not every time. Minsan may gusto ako na hindi mo trip. May trip ka na hindi ko gusto. Pero may times naman na nakakasundo tayo sa mga bagay-bagay. So, okay lang. Kung anong trip mo, sinusuportahan naman kita. Siguro, ano lang, let's support each other na lang sa mga gusto nating bagay. Yun lang.
Alright. Tingo dito, ano ba? I think we do want the same things, no? Because we have a family right now and we want to build on what we have, you know, currently in terms of saving money, and possibly getting, you know, a house. Yung mga ganyang bagay, you know, after we fully paid yung kung ano yung meron tayo ngayon. So, yung tingin ko, with that perspective, no, I think we do want the same things out of our relationship. We're just really indifferent, no? I think that's it. We become so different with each other na minsan parehas tayo ng gusto pero inaano natin siya in a different way. Parang ganun. Pero for me, I think I think we want the same things naman. You know, within our relationship. Ano ka nga yun?
Hindi ka parang...
Ano yan?
Do you want the same things in our relationship? Siguro out of life, oo. Yung goal namin. Isa lang kami ng goal naman eh. Like, syempre nag-iipon kami para sa education ni Sia. Yan, we have the same goals naman. But, ewan ko, feel ko magkaiba kami sa ano. Slightly. Yung sa... kung ano yung gusto namin sa relationship.
Sus. Jola.
Hindi ko na-elaborate, ha, pero yeah.
Okay. Next question.
Next question would be, are our expectations realistic?
Ayan, sinagot ka na. So, for me, every expectation na I set for myself, no, is really realistic. Walang masamang mangarap, you know, but for me, I strive to look for what I think is kaya kong abutin, you know. Wala lang kasi tingin ko mas mabilis maabot yung tingin mong makakaya mo. And I'm not really looking at, you know, getting yung mga mansyon na malalaking na may pool. Siyempre gusto mo. Diba? Pero nandun tayo sa pagiging realistic na yun. Kumbaga, ayun lang, yun yung para sa akin. So, that's why I keep it on the reels. Ikaw ba?
Ano lang, real lang. Kung para sa akin, yung gusto ko, syempre, hindi naman masama mangarap, di ba? Gusto natin yung may swimming pool, ganyan. Yes, may swimming pool. Hindi, pero para sa akin na, as long as...
Yung bahay nila, JJ sa Cocomelon, mga ganyan. Na may farm sila sa likod ng bahay nila, may treehouse, may swimming.
Ano kayang trabaho ng parents ni nila, JJ?
Musician nga daw yun.
Ah, okay.
Yung tatay niya. Ewan ko
so, mag-musician ka na lang.
Next time. Charing lang.
Mag-change ka na ng career. Okay. Yan. Anyway, para sa akin na, pag as long as meron akong comfortable na bahay, di ba? Feeling ko blessed na ako nun. Na sarili namin. Kasama yung family. Healthy kami lahat. I think, you know, blessing na yun para sa akin.
What about, ano, what about our expectations
from each other?
Tingin mo realistic yun. Kasi, di ba, minsan kasi na-expect mo maging yung mga, anong tawag doon, yung 5M, yan?
Love language.
Love language. Lagi mong pinapumukha sa akin, love language.
Eh, hindi.
So, tingin mo ba, no? Expect, parang realistic mo yung pag-ibig sa isa. At tagal na natin mag-usapin. Di ba? Mga, parang ganun lang. Tingin mo ba? Kasi ako, personally, ayan. Pero okay lang
sabihin
naman.
Sabihin mo kung ano expectation mo.
Pero masabi, kasi minsan, kasi pag sinabi mo expectations mo, sometimes, mapupush ka ba na yung mangyari, di ba? Parang pag gano'n na. Parang pag sinulat mo isang bagay, parang mas maniniwala ka sa sarili mo na mangyari siya. So, next question. Law of attraction. Tama. So, next question. Do we generally see the best in each other?
Ang hirap naman. Sorry. Oo. Ikaw.
Ikaw yung tatay mo dito.
Hindi, ikaw nga. Yan nga, yung pag mga may mga ganyan kang, sinusupport kita sa mga gusto mong gawin, though, minsan, nagre-reklamo ako.
Kasi, minsan talaga. Minsan lang.
Siyempre, parang need ko rin ng extra hand, diba? Ayun. Pero yun, naiintindihan ko naman na gusto mo din mag, yung to do your, kung ano yung gusto mong stuff. So, siguro, yes. We see the best in each other. Ewan ko.
So, for me, syempre, alam mo man, tumatanong dito, dapat ka mag-yes na lang yan. Tapos explain mo na lang kung bakit. Eh. Arang gano'n. Although, nag-no ko sa isang bagay na, ano, mamayawain kita after. Charing lang. So, yeah, I think, yes, pa rin naman. We generally see the best in each other because I think we have each other's backs. I think that's what's important, no? In a relationship. Na, kanyari, magkaaway kami. Most of the time, nangyari ito, ha? Kasi lagi yung magkaaway. So, kanyari, magkaaway kami, di ba? Tapos, parang may bad thing, may bad shit na nangyari sa amin, no? Individual ito, ha? Kanyari, may gusto kong i-share na ganyan. Parang, susuportahan pa din minsan yung isa. Kumpaga, talaga eh, ganun. Hindi natin talaga makukuha yung gusto natin, mga ganyang ano.
Pero may konting sermon.
May konting sermon, syempre, para matuto pa din. Pero, at the end of the day, I think, that way, and that's our way of having each other's back and seeing the best in each other because we want to see each other grow din. You know, not as a relationship lang, maybe as individuals din, no? Parang ganun, para may mga life learnings na matutunan tayo so hindi lang puro landian. So I think that's my answer. So on to our sixth question.
Do we both work at keeping our relationship vibrant?
Yes, yeah. Ako yes. Ako yes, sila hindi. Charot. Wow. So, reason why I say yes for me, no? Kasi, sabi nga niya, medyo Colby Calais ako, no? medyo bubbly. Pero at times, medyo seryoso din ako. And that's when, you know, we switch sides din naman paminsan-minsan. So, kanyari, pag ako yung medyo up and about, na medyo, ano, no, energetic, minsan siya yung, ano, asawain ko siya kasi bakit siya malungkot, ganyan ba? Tapos, pag ako naman yung down, medyo ano rin siya, siya naman yung nagpapa-uplift ng spirits. And I think isang part din ng pagiging ano yun, na hindi dapat parang sasabayan mo yung pagka-down ng isa. Kaya pag-down yung isa, magiging down ka din ba? O okay lang kasi sabayan siya, kunyari kung malungkot. Siyempre, hindi mo naman sabihin, ah, maging masaya ka. Parang ganyan, hindi mo, tara, hindi dapat ganyan. Parang, ah, malungkot ka, tanong mo muna kung ba't siya malungkot. Parang ganyan, yung workout niyo muna yung isang bagay kung ba't ganun yung emotion ng tao. Tapos, tsaka may uplift in a way na hindi siya ma-offend kasi malungkot siya dahil sa ganun maliit na bagay.
So, ganun siya.
Siguro. Tayo mo yaw-yaw, ah. Ano?
Ayan, do we both work at keeping our relationship vibrant? Ako kasi, yung love language ko.
Love.
Yung,
okay.
Yung nagbibigay ako ng mga material, ano, stuff. Siguro, medyo ini-spoil ko siya sa ganun.
Ini-spoil.
Diba? Ayan, last week, nag-samgyup kami. Ganun. Ganun yung gusto ko.
Yung, okay, nagluto nun,
Alangan naman.
Oh, ay, bakit? Tsaka ako nag-gugas nun, ha?
Ayan. Tapos, mga shoes. Ganyan, mahilig siya sa shoes. So, minsan.
Hindi masyado. Battle pass sa Valorant. Baka naman. Battle pass sa Valorant, please.
Laga mo muna si Sia.
Oo.
Ayan.
Okay. So, next question. Do we both feel we can discuss things freely and raise issues with each other?
Most of the time, yes. Pero minsan, nag-hesitate ako. Kasi, bakit? Syempre, baka, papagalitan na naman ako nito.
Ba't ba ito pinapagalitan minsan?
Ayoko nga kasi nung ganun. Pinapagalitan lang.
Huh?
Ayoko nga. Parang lalo akong manda-down nun.
Oo nga, pero in a way nga, sinasabi ko sa'yo, pinapaanuhan lang kita na yung mga ganung bagay.
Hindi ako naman, no? Tough pala, love. Pero...
Ngayon mo alam yun.
Pero minsan kasi, hindi siya nagwo-work. So,
okay.
Lalo na pag yung medyo moody ako yung... Ayun, anyway.
Oh, parang almost every time naman na. Parang every day. Okay.
Anyway, pero sa akin, oo, comfortable ako mag... share sa kanya ng problema ko. At minsan kinocall out ko siya pag medyo minsan may hindi ako nagugustuhan. Ini-explain naman niya sa akin kung ano. Saka may nagte-take action naman siya about doon. Hindi naman niya ako parang tinidisregard lang doon sa mga opinion ko or sa mga bagay na tingin ko na mali niyang nagagawa. Ayun. Yun lang sa akin.
I think you hit it right on the head, right on the mark. No? Because if we raise something with each other, we make it a point to talk through it. No? Kahit minsan matagal, medyo matagal yung usapan, ganun, pero we make it a point na we talk through our problems. And again, not really issues with each other because we do that often. But you know, like what I mentioned before, we raise some issues na may affect us negatively na kung paano kami mabuhay, parang ganun, kung paano kami naapektuhan. We make it a point to talk with each other about it. Kasi parang kami na naging psychologist namin. Parang pang gusto namin maglabas ng galit lang, ng frustrations, parang feeling ko okay naman siya okay mag-converse that in a way. Kumbaga, kasi parang dapat kami. Kasi safe space mo yan eh. Parang safe space mo dapat yung relationship mo. Na kung may problem ka, parang yun yung una mong sasabihan eh.
Oh.
Diba? Lalo lang sa ngayong age na medyo marami ng ano, minsan mahilig magtago ng mga emosyon yung tao. Diba, na naging depressed or whatnot, it's better for you to talk it out. You know, maybe hindi naman kailan sa jowa mo or sa girlfriend mo or whatever. It can be through a friend lang. You know, kung talagang kailangan magsalita, you're really frustrated, you're really angry, talk it out. Kasi, you know, bad things happen when you keep it inside lang talaga. Yeah. So, next question.
Are we both committed to working through hard times?
hard times. Can I make you wonder why you even try hard times? Shut up. I think we are committed to working through that because we've been through hell and back sa relationship na to, no? Na I think yung hard times is really just an understatement for us, no?
Mm-hmm.
We've been through so much together, and no, we're still here. We're still here. We're still fighting. That's what's important, I think, for relationships. Because most of the time, you know, some people our age, syempre iba-iba naman tayo, iba-iba ng relationship, iba-iba ng lakaran. Pero, and we're not, ano ba, parang hindi namin nilalahat, parang ganun. Pero most of the time kasi pag maraming nangyari na, maraming problems na nangyari,
they iba,
they parang nag-give up na lang agad. Mm-hmm. Parang ganun. And that's okay. If that works for you, that's fine. If that's what your personality is or whatnot, that's all good, pare. Pero, again, we have, you know, we have kids. We have kids to think. You know? So, I think it that's what pushes us to maybe go the extra mile in terms of understanding and being committed with each other, you know, through tough times, you know. So yeah, that's it for me. What about you?
For me, dun lang sa yung hindi naman porque may bibil na kayo, yun lang yung dahilan para magstay. Ano yun, isa lang sa factor yun why you should work hard on keeping your relationship.
Yeah, parang nagpo-push sa
yes,
go extra mile.
That's right. Well, for me, siguro sa una lang yan eh, yung mga mahirap na stages. So once you get passed through it, feeling ko pag, ano ba, as we go on later in our lives, madali na lang yan eh. Kasi na-overcome na namin yung tough part ng relationship. Yun lang yung sa tingin kong, ano. So, yes, we are both committed to working through hard times.
Next question, again, we're down to the last two here. When we face stressful circumstances, would we pull together to get through it?
Yes, of course. Halimbawa, yung isa, stress siya sa, say, sa work. I'm here to encourage him, okay? Syempre, alam nga naman mag-add ka pa sa stress niya. Dapat nandiyan ka to encourage him, to say positive things para, you know, ma-encourage siya to do better or, you know, not to think or not to overthink anymore. Yun.
I think yun din naman yung ginagawa ko in terms of helping you cope up with what you're going through, like what you said earlier, no? Minsan may unting sermon, pero that's how I usually do it so that you can understand yung mga iba-ibang bagay. Kasi minsan, syempre, kailangan natin ng ibang
perspective.
Yeah. Ibang perspective na hindi lang natin inaano yung stress natin, yung frustrations natin, yung galit natin. Sometimes we need to turn it around, maybe think of it in a positive way. So yeah, I do think, no, na, you know, there's a lot of stressful things, especially right now sa mga nangyayari sa atin. You know, we need to be careful every time. We need to be really clean and hygienic. So there's a lot of stressful things happening, no? And right now we only have each other, like we only have family.
Yeah.
We have, you know, friends, you know, to help us cope up with what's happening, you know, because I don't think anybody can support us better than you know, than they do. So yeah, I think we do pull together, you know, in times that we really need each other, and that's what makes our relationship better. So on to the last question here.
Do we each have supportive others around us?
Tingin mo ba? Tingin mo? Oh, yes, Todd. Yes. Yes. No? No?
Hindi ko masabi.
Tingin ko, yes.
Supportive others, mean, mga tropa, ganyan.
Tingin ko yung mga nakapalibot something.
Siguro naman, unless...
Yeah,
I think... Merong may crush sa'yo, ganyan.
Wala nga. Yun nga, wala. Pwede ko meron eh. Anyway, so, yeah, I think we do have supportive people around us that help us succeed. And I think that's important din, guys. You know, if you have friends who are, really supportive, maybe you're going through tough times with each other and you can't tell, you know, and kasi nga kayo yung mag-aaway, so, alangan siya, magbablow up lang. So, minsan, mas okay din magkwento mo na sa iba. I mean, not that it's good, ah. Ako personally, kung may problema, hindi ko talaga sinishare sa iba muna. Sinishare ko siya pagtapos na. Parang ganun. But, I think it's great to have a great circle around you. Kasi maybe yun yung way mo na, to enlighten, to have fun. Ganun. But again, best thing to do is, you know, talk it out. Talk it out with each other. I think that's what's important. But this is really important as well, to have supportive people. What do you think?
Of course. Especially if you're the type of person na you need to vent out to make yourself feel better.
Spell me vent.
Vent.
Red na lang, red.
Ayun nga. Pero yun, tama siya. Tama si Iko. I think it's best for you to talk it out together before, you know, telling it to, you know, your friends. Pero ako, minsan, nasasabi ko muna sa friends mo yung problema.
Ay, mag-away tayo after that.
Ayun. But it's good to have supportive people around you.
Ito.
Well, in our case, kasi friends, di ba kami, bago kami maging mag-jowa. So,
jowa.
Yun, yung mga taong yun, minsan, yun yung napagsasabihan namin before. Diba, pagtapos na yung problema, sila yung napagkakwentuhan namin. Ayun. I don't know, what about you?
Yung nga, sinabi ko naman yung akin na.
Ay, baka kasi
ito, paulit-ulit na sa'yo. Ako ulit, sikaw ulit. Sari lang. Okay. I think we made peace with that answer or with that question na what I said earlier. It's great to have supportive people around you, but it's best to talk with each other first.
Yeah.
I think you know. So that's the 10th question. No, we're finally done, no? And that wraps it up with Lay. If you want to give a shout-out to anybody or
shout out to my page cleaning up my clothes.
Oh yeah.
So all items are on sale. If you want to check it out, you want to update your closet, now it's time to. And I have a lot of clothes. Instead of, you know, keeping it, I decided to sell it on a cheap price, so you might want to check out my page.
Ay, medyo marami kang benta, baka naman, no? Baka naman maabunan ng onte, madam. Battle Pass Valorant. Alright, so you reached the end of our episode. I just want to thank you for listening to this episode as well as previous ones. And big thanks to Leia Campo for being a guest on this show. Hopefully we'll get her, you know, on other topics and other episodes as well. Big shout outs to the Bookverse. You know, if you want to find and buy books at a very low price, you can like and follow their page on Facebook, Instagram, and on Shopee. As well as to Lilac's Kitchen, you know, if you want great food at an affordable price, I mean, who doesn't, right? You can like their page on Facebook and send a message, you know, for all your tummy needs. So yeah, that's it for me. And again, this is Eco. That's the end of our convo. Peace.